Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Do 90% of Startups Fail and How to Beat the Odds? Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 90% of startups fail within their first year. But here's what might surprise you. It's not because they run out of money. It's because they solve problems that nobody actually has. Today, I'm revealing the three fatal mistakes that kill startups and exactly how you can avoid them. The first killer is building without validation. Most founders fall in love with their idea instead of falling in love with their customers' problems. They retreat into their garage or spare bedroom, spending months building features nobody asked for. It's like preparing a 5-course meal for guests who never confirmed they were coming to dinner. The fix is beautifully simple. Talk to 50 potential customers before you write a single line of code. But here's the key. Ask them, what's your biggest frustration with your current solution? Not, would you use my product? The first question reveals pain points. The second just feeds your ego. But even when founders do validate, they make this next critical error. They target everyone. Saying our product is for small businesses is startup suicide. Successful companies don't start broad, they start narrow. Instead of productivity software for busy professionals, think project management tools for construction foremen managing crews of 10 to 50 people. That specificity isn't limiting. It's liberating. When you know exactly who you serve, you can speak their language, understand their world, and solve their precise problems. Let me tell you about Sarah. She built a productivity app for busy professionals, and after spending $50, she had 200 users in 6 months. Then she pivoted to target project managers at construction companies with 20 to 100 employees. Same core product, but laser-focused messaging. She hit 10K monthly recurring revenue in 90 days because she finally spoke their specific language. The third startup killer is ignoring unit economics. Growth without profit is just expensive theater. If it costs you $100 to acquire a customer who pays you $50, you're not building a business, you're buying your way to bankruptcy. Your customer's lifetime value should be at least 3 times your acquisition cost. This week, interview 3 people in your target market. Ask them to rank their top 5 business problems. If your solution doesn't solve their number 1 or number 2 problem, it's time to pivot or find a new market. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.